My name is Deborah. I am from a small village near the Sea of Galilee. I am named after a great-great-aunt who was a judge in Israel many, many years ago. My father is a merchant who deals in herbs and oils. I work in the market with my father. I am an only child, and he teaches me how to run the business. I learn math, chemistry, and writing. In our marketplace, travelers come from all over the world. I hear them speak of their cultures and their gods. I see their exotic dress, watch their mannerisms, and listen to their voices, and I am curious. I hear of a man from Nazareth who comes to Capernaum by our Sea of Galilee. I hear that he is calling our local fishermen to follow him. I wonder about this man as I listen to the villagers. I hear that he is telling all who hear to repent, for the kingdom of God is near. He was near the marketplace, and so I went out to hear him speak. He spoke of repentance, and I did not understand. So I went home to tell my father what he said. My father explained that repentance can mean turning away from bad behaviors and thoughts and to turn to God. For some, it means to change your mind and turn your life around. For the young and innocent, it could mean to look towards God's guidance and wisdom. I also asked him about the kingdom. He said he understood it as an apocalyptic message, but he said that he knew in his heart that it meant that we live in the kingdom now and that God is with us and in every living thing. This man of Nazareth piques my curiosity, and so I go and listen more. He speaks of not seeking the gold ornate mansion on the hill, but to turn around and look around and see that the kingdom is at hand. And so I turned around and I looked at all the people around me that I could touch with my outstretched hand, and I wondered more. He has gathered many into the square, and the villagers talk of mysterious healings done by this man named Jesus. He speaks with an honesty and an open heart. I watch intently. After a while, the crowds start to thin, and the people journey home. But I linger in wonder, and then I see him, this Jesus, looking right at me. I look at him, and he looks me straight in the eye, into the eyes, and he whispers, "Sister, follow me." And I followed him right into the 20th century. I am Deborah. I was born in Omaha, Nebraska, moved to Phoenix when I was 16, went to college in Conway, Arkansas, came back to Phoenix and graduated from ASU, where I took Religions of the World, and learned that all religions have some version of the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I knew of Jesus. I had encountered him in the words of the Bible and in poetry and fiction. I took disciple Bible study, and after graduating with my bachelor's degree, felt something stirring within. I was born with an innate curiosity. A seed was planted at my birth, and so I followed a call, which led me to seminary, where I attended classes, chapel, and ate meals with a diverse group of Christians, Catholic, Episcopalian, United Methodist, Disciples of Christ, UCC, Seventh-day Adventist, and Baptists. Non-Christians, a Jewish rabbi, straight, gay, lesbian, transgendered, single, married, African-American, African, Tongan, Samoan, Chinese, Korean, Mexican, Caucasian, young, old, and middle-aged. Many from California, but others from all over the states. I took interreligious dialogue and Islam and the modern West. It was an opportunity to experience the world different from what I had experienced in Omaha, Conway, and Phoenix. I got to listen to their stories, see the tears in their eyes, watch their hearts break. I saw that they wanted to be loved and that their life to have meaning, to mean something. I saw great passion to do amazing things in the world. I was intimidated. I did not know what I had to offer the world except my friendly curiosity about the other and about everything religion and cultural. My worldview opened up, and my head left the clouds, and my feet touched the ground. This past summer, I followed another inkling, and it brought me right here, to Church of the Palms in Sun City, Arizona, where I experienced a welcoming and friendly atmosphere. I knew Judy Green Davis, and after approaching her to reconnect, she immediately introduced me to Jack, Lynette, and Marshall. I found myself being invited to Cosmic Christians and to be on the ecumenical committee. My new friend Lynette asked if I would like to be on the board of Lifelong Learning, and I said yes. I started attending as many functions as I could to get to know more people. I had been discerning a call to ministry for a number of years, and now I was being asked to be a part of a church that welcomed me like no other. Pastor Paul asked me to lead open and affirming programs, of which I knew nothing about. But I said I would figure it out. My first program was on radical love and welcome. Radical love. And now here I am today, preaching on the gospel message of repentance, the kingdom, and following Jesus. Jesus took up the mantle of John after finding out that John had been arrested. But first he withdrew, most likely to gather himself. Perhaps he had to repent of any ill feelings towards those who had arrested John. He went to God and then started to proclaim the message for himself. Jesus proclaimed repentance and that the kingdom of God was near. And then he went about asking certain fishermen to follow him. Perhaps the fishermen had shown some innate curiosity upon hearing about this man from Nazareth that had been baptized by John. And so they followed him. Jesus wanted the people to turn to God. 2,000 plus years ago, they thought the end times were coming. We have a different experience. We have learned that repentance has many different meanings. Just like the father in the earlier story. Jesus said, "Follow me," and many of us have in our own ways. Maybe some of us dropped whatever we were doing and changed our lifestyle and the way we think. Perhaps some of us follow Jesus so that when the end times came, we could go to heaven. And perhaps many of us followed the social justice Jesus, who said to love God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. These early disciples did not know what they were getting themselves into. And sometimes we don't know either. So what does it mean for us to repent, follow, and know that the kingdom is near or at hand? The young girl in the earlier story physically turned around and looked around at the villagers that she was standing near. She went to her father, who in turn told her about God. She did not think evil of others because of her genuine curiosity about all the travelers that came through her village. She did not judge. She studied. I know I have repented many times. My mind has had to be changed on several occasions, and I have gone to God with many a concern and question. I thought of Church of the Palms as being like the kingdom. We have an array of retired clergy, veterans of the cross, from different Christian backgrounds. And we have folks who started this journey with Jesus as Episcopalians, United Methodists, Baptists, Catholics, and disciples. And now they find themselves here in this place. It is like a kaleidoscope of beautiful colors and diversity, a rich history of God talk and following a call. Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will lead you to the kingdom, the eternal kingdom, the one at hand and the one within. I will show you how this world can be different when you reach out your hand to your neighbor." Jesus healed disease and illness, and he was thought to be the light in the darkness. For those who could not turn their minds around and accept the vision of loving the other, he helped them see a new way. He brought light into darkness if they followed him. It's not up to me to say who is worthy of receiving God's love. To me, God loves all. All. We were born into generations where others were pointed out and excluded from love, our love. But until we sat down with the one who is different from us, did we learn that we share the same dreams, like the same things, laugh at the same dumb jokes. When Jesus said the kingdom, the peaceable kingdom, is near, to me he meant it is at the end of your arm. It is an extension of you. He was a preacher of radical love, and radical love, we know, can be scary. But if we turn to God and then step out, we often receive a lovely surprise. Years ago, he said, "Follow me and keep your eyes open, because the kingdom of God is at hand." I look upon my outstretched hand and I see you. Am I near the kingdom? Amen.